we could spend time wondering at the hardness of heart of these opponents. They're stuck on their interpretation of the book. They're not. They hate Jesus. And they're using this as one argument against him being the Messiah. But I wanted to look more closely. I can leave that to your own. And your own meditation. Lord, never let me get my heart that hard. No matter what you've got to do, you know, don't let me get blinded like that. And we could do it. We'll take a little practice after the years we've been trying to follow the Lord, but we could do it. I wanted rather, remember, I was going to give you an exam this morning now. There's three things that the church teaches us through Scripture during Lent. Remember? The first one is what? Well, that's the last one, but that's fine, yeah? The plan of salvation, you see, and it's Trinitarian. Okay, what's the other two?
Sufferings.
What's that?
The sufferings, explanation of the sufferings of Christ.
The interior sufferings. All right? You're getting them. I'm not going to give you 100, but... and what's the last one? Typical, we'd forget this one. How are we supposed to change? We're not too bright, are we? This one today is Jeremiah and the Psalm, both on the interior suffering of Jesus. Now, this is interesting. These people were an anticipated realization of the mystery of Christ. The Logos had not become flesh yet, but the Logos was there. And these people were in anticipation of his reality already. And their suffering was a share in the suffering of Christ. Jeremiah became the model for the man who wrote at least the fourth servant song, right? He was pierced. We just sang it. Didn't he was pierced for our transgressions. He was, you see, who? Who's the model of this prophet who's going to come and by vicarious suffering save the people? Jeremiah's the model he's looking at. Like a lamb before its shearer. You know, all that. But you see, what we're learning is that the Logos, the Christ, see, is already present. That's why, as Augustine says, lex gravida Christo, huh? The law is pregnant with Christ. It's carrying Christ. So let's just look for a little while first at this text. I knew their plot because the Lord informed me. At that time, O Lord, you showed me their doings. The Lord said to Jeremiah, this is what they're plotting against you. He knew it. You know, he never liked the job of prophet. There's a famous line, I think it's in chapter 4. You led me on, O Adonai, and I let myself be led. You forced me, and you won. And I, a laughingstock all day. I must cry out Hamas, which means violence, all day. I'm tired of it. I made up my mind, I will not speak again. And your word turned like fire in my bones, and I could not hold it in. You forced me. That's Jeremiah. The mystery of Christ being lived, okay? Like a trusting lamb led to slaughter, had not realized that they were hashing plots against me, but you showed me, you told me. Let us destroy the tree and its vigor. Let us cut him off from the land of the living so that his name will be spoken no more. Isn't that just what they're trying to do? Isn't you just hear that? You know? Are you so dumb that you're falling for him too? Who of the leaders, the big shots, have gone along with him? None, as usual with big shots. You see, think of the suffering of the Lord. surrounded with this hatred, this plotting. Think of his intelligence, seeing it. You know, the loneliness. Standing there. Who can he talk to? He predicts his passion, and every time he predicts his passion, these guys do something stupid. First time, Peter said, "Oh, never you, Lord." Remember? What does Jesus call him? Satan. Satan. You're doing Satan's work right now, you dope. You know, get out of my way. And the second time, what happens? They get into an argument about who's the greatest. And the third time, James and John want to be the big shots in the kingdom. They're getting the idea there's going to be a kingdom. Oh boy, let's, you know. And in Matthew, it's mom, the Jewish mother, who comes to get them, you know, their high place. They don't get it. We don't either. So Jesus is in their midst. Except for his mother, who gets it? Nobody. Think of that suffering. You see? And then he slips. He's doing the best he can, but you know, "You, Lord of hosts, just judge, searcher of mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause." Jeremiah won't see that. They're going to kill him. In the tradition, they dragged him down to Egypt during the exile, and they killed him down there. We heard enough prophecy for a while. And then the psalm. "O Lord, my God, I take refuge in you. From my pursuer, save me and rescue me." Here's another anticipation of Jesus. You see? "Lest he tear me to pieces like a lion and drag me off with no one to rescue me." Doesn't that, what, like the saints, don't you hear that? There's no one. He's a human being. What was he overcome with in the garden? Fear. He went through with it anyway. But he was overcome with fear. Luke says he sweat blood. You got to be under a lot of tension to sweat blood. You see? And so, "Lord God, if my hands have done wrong, if I have paid back evil for good, I who saved my unjust oppressor, then let my foe pursue me and seize me. Lord, rise up. Rise up against the fury of my foes. My God, awake. You will give judgment." Another anticipation of the mystery of the Logos in chapter 7. This is meant to open us up to want to be with the Lord Christ, to console him. Isn't this what the saints all wanted to do? You know, to be there with him and to console him. Now, we don't do a good job, but it's worth trying. There's a whole book now. It's on what's called A New and Divine Holiness. How many of the great holy people of our era, and their suffering has been to share the interior sufferings of Christ. Look at our world. Look at it teetering on the destruction it can't even think about. Enter in to the place the Lord has for you to intercede. You know, over and over and over again, we hear we're supposed to say the rosary. I don't care if it's your spirituality or not. You know, we have a world to save. And to help him, to be with him. You see? even at the Last Supper, with as bad a job as they've done, the Lord says, you are the ones who stuck by me in my temptations. You know, that's what a grace the church gives us, right? To open up these scriptures for us so that we see who it is who's suffering. Yes, first we have to look to see how we shape up our own lives, you know? And then we have to understand the divine plan. Pure love. The infinite love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit spilling over into this world of rebellion to save us. And then, as now we get closer to Holy Week, the understanding of the interior sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ.